This is Radio Nepal. I am T. K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Kaski District Court orders release of Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani on bail of 6.5 million rupees. International Relations and Tourism Committee directs a subcommittee to prepare action plan for broader development of Nepal's culture, tourism and civil aviation sectors. Health Minister says there is no need to panic about human metapneumovirus spread in China, clarifies as common virus. And at least five people die as devastating fires continue raging in Los Angeles. Fires destroy nearly 2,000 structures. Now the news in detail. The Kaski District Court has ordered the release of Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani on a bail of 6.5 million rupees. According to Suraj Adhikari, information officer at the District Court Kaski, a bench led by District Court Judge Nitish Roy issued the verdict. The Government Attorney's Office, Kaski, had registered a charge sheet against 44 people, including Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Lamisani, in the District Court Kaski, demanding a sum of 1.51 billion rupees. A case has also been filed against Lamisani on charges of cooperative fraud, money laundering and organized crime. The same case had been under closed-door hearing for a few days. The case was filed against 44 people, including Lamisani, former DIG Chabilal Joshi, Lila Pachai and Meena Gurung as defendants. The Ministry of Health and Population has said that the human metapneumovirus, HMPV, spread in China is a common virus and there was no need to panic about it. Issuing a press statement on Wednesday, the ministry said that its attention was drawn to the false information spread in different media outlets and social networking sites, urging all not to believe in such rumors. The statement reads that it's common to have higher infection rate of respiratory illness in winter season, and HMPV is not a new virus, adding that it was observed in Nepal in the past too. The ministry has also stated that the risk of serious health issues from this virus was low and normal. Normally, the virus is spread on the people having poor immunity, children and senior citizens. Likewise, the ministry has said that monitoring and alertness have been intensified by the ministry, Department of Health Services, hospitals and laboratories. The meeting of the International Relations and Tourism Committee under the House of Representatives has formed a four-member subcommittee under the coordination of MP Shishir Khanal to study the problems of Nepal Airlines Corporation and submit a report to the committee within a month. Committee Chairperson Rajkishore Adab said today's meeting also directed the committee to prepare an action plan for the broader development of Nepal's culture, tourism and civil aviation sectors and inform it about it. Similarly, the meeting also directed the committee to prepare a utilization plan for the land and physical assets owned by the Nepal Airlines Corporation in various districts of the country and implement it as soon as possible and inform the committee. Earlier in the meeting, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, said he is active in resolving the problems in the corporation and it was necessary to convey the message that the corporation's aircraft fly on schedule. Prime Minister and CPN-UML Chairperson K.P. Sarma Oli has pledged to move ahead by uniting all who abide by party's policy and leadership. Addressing a program organized by All Nepal National Free Students Union at Sasala of Lalitpur today, Prime Minister Oli warned that the activities against the party policy would not be accepted in the pretext of unity. He also asserted that the UML came to the present stage of a national force with the very seed of struggle and unity, and it is now making headway to becoming a defining political force in the country. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjuna Deva has said that the climate change has spurred unseasonal disasters in Nepal. Addressing a blanket distribution program organized today by the Save Motherhood Network Federation in Kapri Planchok today, Minister Rana said that Nepal is at risk of loss of lives and property due to the unseasonal disasters. Dr. Rana said that she has been raising the issue in the international forum that Nepal has no role in climate change, but it has suffered losses due to the other countries' role in causing climate change. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
इन्टरनेट मा सब गर्नुस्
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
सबै यसबाट नै पाउनुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज More than 4,000 foreign tourists visited Upper Mustang in 2024, according to the Lomantang Office of Annapurna Conservation Area Project. The arrival of foreign tourists in Upper Mustang increased by 14.20% in 2024 as compared to the previous year. Office Chief Umesh Parel said that 4,061 foreign tourists entered Upper Mustang in 2024 against 3,484 in 2023. Karnali Province government is to reconstruct the earthquake-damaged schools and health institutions. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructures and Urban Development would rebuild these government structures in Jajarkot and Rukum West districts. According to the Infrastructure Development Office, 196 million rupees has been approved for the reconstruction of school buildings, while 24 million rupees for health institutions. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 5 people are known to have died and multiple people have been injured as devastating fires continue raging in Los Angeles. According to the BBC, more than 137,000 people have now fled their homes. 6 wildfires are now raging across Los Angeles, with the two largest, Eaton and Palisades, fires covering more than 27,000 hectares. Nearly 2,000 structures have been destroyed, including a number of homes belonging to A-list celebrities, and that number is expected to rise. And California Governor Gavin Newsom says more than 7,500 fighting personnel are on the ground to work with local and federal partners to respond to the historic fires. High winds and dry conditions have made tackling the fire extremely difficult. The BBC cited one fire chief as saying that there is zero chance of containing the blazes. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden has cancelled a trip to Italy to focus on the response. Lebanon's Army Chief Joseph O. Aoun has been elected as the country's president after a second round of parliamentary voting, breaking a deadlock that has left the country without a head of state since October 2022. According to Al Jazeera, Aoun secured 99 votes from the 128-seat parliament to win the presidency on Thursday afternoon. He only needed a simple parliamentary majority in the members of parliament erupted in celebration as Aoun reached the number of votes required to be elected. Earlier in the day, he fell short of the two-thirds majority in the first round of voting, in which he received support from 71 parliament members. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in hilly and mountainous region of Kusi province and mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Kaski District Court orders release of Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani on bail of 6.5 million rupees. International Relations and Tourism Committee directs a subcommittee to prepare action plan for broader development of Nepal's culture, tourism and civil aviation sectors. Health Minister says there is no need to panic about human metapneumovirus spread in China, clarifies as common virus. And at least 5 people die as devastating fires continue raging in Los Angeles. Fires destroy nearly 2,000 structures. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this, please also visit our website at www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.